Today. We're also live in the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/thehohive. We're live in there so you can see what we're doing as well. But anyways, last week we talked about hoes.
What is a hoe?
This week, the topic will be orgasm.
Ooh.
We have lots of topics on orgasm. By a dictionary definition, it's a climax of sexual excitement characterized by feelings of pleasure centered in the genitals and in men experienced as an accompaniment to ejaculation. So that's the politically correct version, I guess, but we're going to break it down and actually talk about what that is to us. All right. Do you define an orgasm like that? First of all, how many times are there?
There's a few ways to achieve an orgasm. A few ways, like, what's your word? The ways I like to achieve my orgasms are anally and orally.
Ooh.
You gotta start off strong.
Okay,
anally and orally.
Hello. Okay, I got a question. So
I'm
waiting for the details.
Right. I look at the booty more as like an exit than an entrance, and most like a finger max. Like I can't fit no whole nothing in my butt. So
you never had a.
Okay, so my first anal experience was really, really, really bad. It was my first time ever having sex, and I was young, and nigga, like, slipped directly out of my pussy and shoved into my ass. So ever since then, you just not coming near my butthole. I'm sorry.
I've had similar experience
you can come like this. I'm sorry, uncensored. My bad.
Recently, yes, actually, I have,
That's intriguing as fuck to me, though.
I was on my ex-manager's couch.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
Okay, that's a whole story right there.
Whoa. Yeah, but it was achieved anally, and to be honest, like, it felt really necessary.
Necessary?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it
the first time it ever happened?
It's my second orgasm. So the first one was orally.
I've experienced that kind of orgasm. I'm feeling like a person right now. I think I experienced one anally, but it was like a finger and it's a combination of other stuff.
So I'm not sure
if it was just that did it or if it was a combination of everything.
Oh, shit. So we got the live feed. But I'm really still intrigued about this anal orgasm.
Yeah.
So, like,
it's so necessary.
So is it something you warm up to? Like,
Absolutely. So we have the pleasure of talking about just about everything on this radio show. So in the future, we have a show, sex, money, drugs, weed.
No. It was
sex,
drugs, and weed. That's probably going to be next week.
Right. So I was actually able to achieve these orgasms under the influence of drugs. So...
Which drug? I guess we'll find out.
Right.
Y'all got to tune in.
No, but it was very, it was like.
Wait, this is with Mr. Man?
Yeah, this is definitely with the current. He doesn't see. Can we?
That's why.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. The only way I was gonna be able to take it is because, like, you know, contrary to popular belief, like, he actually does have a really big. Can I say that word online?
We can say whatever.
Oh, okay. He has a really big dick. Like, it's actually the size of the one that's in my bag.
Can I see it? Can we go live? Can anybody see it?
Yes.
Okay, so we gonna get on the topic of size in a second, because I think that for me anyway, that has a lot to do when it comes to.
And that's the thing. That's what makes it so sexy, because when you can't take it and you have to take it, that it gives you more of a, like, to me.
But it's my pussy, but my ass. I'm just like,
yeah.
Oh my God, take me over. Help it, me.
Yeah.
No, take me now. I can't do this.
That's why, you gotta be sedated there because I want to feel that pain.
There's no drugs in the world, honey.
I'm gonna need some preparation to be the lubricant.
Like even when I do fetish photo shoots, and like I did that one shoot with the Bob butt plug or whatever, like I had to prep for that for a couple of days. Like I had to walk around with the butt plug in for, like, I think it was Thanksgiving. I'm walking around with my family with a butt plug in. But I have photo shoots. Like, in 2 days, like, what do we do? I can't be cold turkey trying to get this tail in my butt. Anyway,
yeah.
Y'all can, those pictures are for purchase at www.lovebrookday.com. Okay, anyway, so.
Y'all can see Jess's face right now. You guys are still working on the
line. I'm thinking about how to get a butt plug in my butt right now, and I just can't get it past a certain point.
It's like gold. It's not even a plastic one. So it's like gold and has like this like blingy, like rhinestones when you bend over.
Okay.
Nah.
So that's some actress. I lied. I said a finger was the most, but actually that's the most. But nothing else can go in me. Like, I like the idea of double penetration, but the actual execution, just like one thing falls out when the other goes in. That's probably the goal, right? But anyways, we talk about
double penetration with one person or two
one
people.
Actually, the fantasy is with two people, but who's really cool with that? Like,
a lot of people.
Des is like, I'm down.
A lot of people down for that, but
that's what I'm saying. I don't.
There
think,
are entire
I,
parties.
I don't think I can take all of that in the back door. That's why I'm like, that's why I'm like, maybe a finger, and that's it. We gonna maybe when I'm 30.
Go stick it in the zero.
Oh, damn! Where is this? Can I see your dick?
That's some shit you don't hear.
No, it's not.
I'd love to hear that every day.
I want to low key know how big your man is.
Yeah, it's
non low key. Anyone can tell me they would like to see my dick anytime.
Dead.
Low key. Not low key. High key. All of that.
High key.
All the keys.
They like to see my dick. So
all the keys except the anal key.
All our you can see your dick. Okay, so just ask me. Yes. So anyways, we're going to get back to Uncensored. She's working on the live feed, so we're going to carry on this conversation about orgasms. So you said that you like anally and orally, okay? I love being hit. Oh, my God.
That's probably my ultimate, is just getting hit.
Because women, you know, like, our clit, that's it. Like, there's no other purpose than stimulation and pleasure. Like, there's, what else is it good for?
I call it a blit. I don't know if a Z and a L go together, but it's a blit. In some languages, they go together, but in my language, it works out.
No, I really, clitoral orgasms are probably in my top, but I see a combination of things. Like, I like vaginal penetration and oral at the same time. I think that's a very intense orgasm. Don't look at me like that, then.
I can agree.
Yeah, that's some holy grail shit right there. It really is.
However, I know I need to work up to that. Like, you can't do nothing if you ain't give me some good head.
Yeah, you gotta get.
Don't
gotta,
even
like,
try to.
So probing people and shit. No. Like, oh, we live. We here. You got it popping? Can you rotate it over so I'm on it?
I got you.
Not including
the shit,
though.
Let me
move these over. Do you want these over here?
Pass them over here.
She want them.
Orgasm.
So, yes, back to the orgasm. So, Des, what is your favorite way?
My favorite way is to get hit. I would prefer. I don't know, I just have some fantasies about it.
Let's talk about it.
I don't know what they could do.
That's the easiest way to get you to orgasm.
I guess unexpected places is the easiest way to get me.
You like unexpected places. I like that too. Yes.
But that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be an orgasm, but ideally in my mind it is.
So I got a question. So is the ultimate goal of sex orgasm?
No.
Not always. I agree. And then that, how do you define sex, though?
Especially when you're a woman loving woman, like, sex is different than, there's levels to the shit. You know?
There is.
Like, somebody can look at me and have sex all the time. Apparently that's the thing with women. I don't know.
I always tell my friends that, or my crude friends. Or
is there anyone who can, is it, we just all far, is that what that means?
Yeah.
Okay. We moved. We got the live feed popping, y'all. So, what were you just saying?
So, I always tell my naive and younger friends that you should always have sex with somebody in your mind before actually going through with the act. So, you should. You
is
know,
this before they lose their virginity or just in general?
If they're just like prude as shit, they know how to act around people. You know, I work with this girl. You know, Jasmine.
Don't be grabbing this thing.
Well, you know, I look at this one chick, and she's just very, like...
Hope Jasmine isn't listening.
Yeah. She's one of those people, hey, thank y'all for tuning in.
Hey, y'all.
Shirt.
Oh, yeah, we repping our whole house shirts, everybody. You can get these shirts at www.thewholehive.storemb.com. We have crop tops, the ones that me and Uncensored are wearing if you're watching the live feed. I don't think we've added the men's shirts yet, but Des is rocking one. So they will be available very shortly, and we will also have them at our upcoming Taste Touch Feel event, which is September 23rd, and you can get tickets for that at www.tastetouchfeel.eventbrite.com. So that's everybody who's in the local D.C. area. I know we have worldwide listeners. So if you're in the area, please come out and, you know, support and show love. Party with your hoes. Anyway,
back to these orgasms. I always encourage my friends to have, including friends who aren't, like, you know, as sexually inhibited as I am, to thrash a person, you know, at least a million times in their mind so that when they actually go through the act, it takes. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do.
I mean, if I can't mind fuck you first, then it's fine.
Right. So mind fucking. So what's that?
Oh, but this is like, well, in, I guess fucking you in my mind, not mind fucking.
Yeah.
Mind fucking is like.
Oh,
you know, yeah,
that's a whole different thing. I was just wondering, did we get on another topic?
But I feel like, you know, I think that one of the first things of sex is the initial attraction. Like, I'm not having sex with nobody I'm not attracted to. That's just not happening. So if I want to look at you like you a fucking snack. Like, yes. And I want to go through all the things in my
head. Eat the cake,
anime. Yes, all of that.
So I got a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that for last because you guys, you know, y'all are characters. Facebook got stuff running across the screen. Yes, we got Miss Simply Nay promoting the event for the September 23rd Hohas. You guys make sure you get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. Ladies, how many times in your lifetime have you experienced an orgasm?
You count?
I lose count in one night.
Why do you count?
Because I don't have one every time I have sex. I've only had it twice in my whole life.
You've only orgasmed twice in your whole life? I'm so sorry.
I'm starting to feel like this is a heterosexual thing. I don't know.
Because lesbians, we see pop.
One of the best orgasms, in my opinion. But
honestly, so when the first time it happened, I didn't realize it was happening. I was just like, I'm just like, oh, wait, where did this come from?
Totally squirting stuff without
orgasm. Yeah. So I don't think that they necessarily have
anything to do with each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can do them separately.
Yeah. Although
sometimes they happen together. And that's fine.
Again, there's levels to this shit.
But I've definitely seen someone that can just
squirt. Yeah.
Keep doing it. Yeah. And that was just kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I'd be wondering, bitch, are you just peeing?
Okay,
because
that is something.
Right. It's not the same hole.
Yeah.
All right,
it's a whole other gland, yeah. Definitely, but it does come out the same hole. I can't.
Oh, and listener, if you're still listening, do you squirt often?
Yeah, no, right?
Are you just a natural squirter? Or like,
is squirting a problem?
Is squirting a problem for you? Because, you know. I've never heard anybody say that before.
I don't know. It would be a problem for me. I think. I don't know.
What you mean, then?
Okay, so some of the people that I've seen squirt, some of those squirters would be a problem. So I'm not sure of the variation of squirt levels, because some people, like, mine is manageable, but...
Mine doesn't project. Like, mine more just pushes like waterfall. You know, like,
pretty much. That's
yeah,
my bag. Just like waterfall.
Yeah.
But those ones that are like projectile, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. I want to try. If anybody, you know, I've got some patience. I feel like that takes time. Like,
okay. What?
I don't understand. Just the whole shooting across.
I do want to practice it.
I do want to learn. Like, I ain't going to lie. I'll probably be sitting in the mirror. I've
gone to a class on squirting before.
I have books on it. I'm just not, I don't know. All
right.
Dan, what's your experience with squirting?
I've squirted probably like, well, actually, I've squirted more with my toys than I have.
Do you ejaculate to go outward or do you just like run?
Both.
I want to see. Okay. Can you demonstrate with our next few minutes? We got umbrellas for the front row. Get Cindy, I see her.
Y'all get y'all tickets. I might see a show. But probably not. How much are y'all paying on the other planets? I might.
We only need one act for me. If you went, we would. If you can squirt for the front row, we got a little cute little pair of umbrellas. You know, just catch it. I'm in the danger zone, okay?
So wait, we talked about clitoral orgasm. We kind of dabbed on G spot. We talked about squirting.
Preferences to.
Right.
I think we did talk about that. You said you don't like penetration. You do like the fingers.
I mean, I love, don't get into that. Let me correct that. I love penetration. I just don't need it every single time I have sex. Like, but I love to be penetrated. And I love girth. I like a big ass fat dick. Like,
like that fat?
That's all
I love.
Like this fat?
Okay, wait. No.
Like how fat?
Okay, so I gotta break it down. I gotta go back in history, right? So you know, high schoolish, I was probably like at 7 inches. Cool. I upgraded to 8 after that. I stayed there for a while. My last relationship, I was like, I've been sucking 8-inch dick since I was 15. Let's go 9. But it was 9 and girthy. And that, I adjusted to that. That was cool. But then, more recently, someone introduced me to a 10-inch, and this motherfucker's fat. Like, and honestly, I can't do that. Like, I can't do that. But honestly, it's good. That's just, let me tell y'all, ladies, 10-inch dick is healthy for you. You need that in your life.
I stopped at 8. I've totally stopped at 8. I've never gone over. I'm not.
Who's measuring? Just pop a dick and make a.
And I like assorted sizes, shapes, and colors. Like, I don't want 10 inches every single time. You know, like, fingers work, 10 inches work, 8 inches work.
I just bring on the girth. I don't think I'm submissive enough for all that shit. I don't know.
I've learned to let go more recently.
I mean, I know how to enjoy myself, but it's just, not that big. I can't.
And at first, I could only take it in certain positions. Now I'm like, I'm dogging this joint. Like, I think we broke the dick. No. No, you know how
it was good then.
Yeah.
It was good. You broke it.
Well, you know how Doc Johnson got that vacuum lock, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you know how that goes.
Break easy.
Yeah.
Though.
So
those
you know how
easy,
it
though.
Pretty
I
much probed through the little part that goes inside of it. It kind
of
like started coming
it
through.
Broke
it. You know what I'm talking about?
Right, yeah, that thing. It
yeah. So we
got
broke
the right
it, position. And I'm devastated because I'm like, what am I gonna do?
Y'all
you know, good. Y'all, you got heterosexual dick, so that ain't gonna break unless
y'all
it just don't get.
No, they break.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Not a big deal. Okay.
This back gets cracked nightly.
Yes, bitch. Let it be known.
No, I don't like penetration that much.
I like it when it's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it takes a certain person to make it good. So, yeah.
I have a question.
Right.
Would you be able to stay with somebody if they couldn't bring you to orgasm?
Nope.
Are you willing to teach? Or do you feel like you're so old to be doing that shit now?
At a certain age, it's unforgivable.
I feel like you need some basic level shit to, you know.
Right.
I can't.
You have to be teachable.
I don't want a virgin. Like, I don't want nobody to, like.
Well, a virgin could be fine if they thought about it enough times. That was great.
I was right. I was great, too.
I was great fresh out of the box, but.
I'm great at everything I do.
Yeah. You know.
At least I know I was great with women. I don't know about I was with men, so that was my first experience. But I didn't care, so it didn't matter. At the time. But now.
Did men make you come?
Not until I actually fell in love with one. That's when I felt like something.
No.
Before that, there was nothing.
Feelings are sexually transmitted.
Well, now let's put like
that. I believe that. Okay. You rapping too hard right now.
Fuck them.
Fuck you.
Why is everybody on this live feed, y'all? I need y'all to get it popping. Oh.
So listen, I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Best orgasm moan.
Dang, I wish I had mine recorded already.
Wait, sales chat.
Wait, we're moaning right now?
We're doing.
I can't do that right now.
Oh, yeah.
Winner, chicken dinner. I really wish we could get people to.
Wait, that's really mad. Wait.
Fucking right. My best probably was when the next door neighbors heard us.
Oh, I like the idea.
Like, I lived in a single family house detached. So the next detached house, they were out front hanging out apparently.
You were tapping your friends, honey.
It was the teenagers too. We didn't know until. My ex was walking, like, he had somewhere to go. This was just happening before she was leaving. So right when she's leaving out the door, she looked and they looked at her and they started laughing. She went back to being inside the door. She was like, they heard everything.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well.
Hey, now. You know, back in the day, those badass kids would start doing the same stuff that she was doing.
I'm so glad I was in a conservative neighborhood, so I don't care if they heard me. They ain't gonna mock me, though. Not too loud. Their parents was right there.
Okay.
But they heard me through my front door and living room.
How old were y'all when y'all had your first orgasm?
I don't even want to tell y'all.
I was probably 17 or 18.
Oh, damn. I was more like 7.
So, it happens.
It happens. I know somebody who said they were like 5. They think
I was first introduced to sex at 5. Remember back in the day, there were those bootleg cable boxes, and you know, you had channels 88, 89 that was Spice and Playboy and shit. My little ass
used
that.
Had
and all you had to do was press enter, right, and then go back to Nickelodeon and shit. You'd be making like.
I used to watch it through the squiggly line.
You just enter like you watching Disney
damn.
All the time. Nah.
And then press down one.
Press down. Press down. You ain't got another channel. If you don't got another channel, just accidentally hit the remote. Just hit it.
Yo, I gotta fuck up. story. I got caught once by my sister because you know how the remotes, if you accidentally press TV and then you try to press enter, it wouldn't be on the cable box.
Yeah.
That's what happened. I was young. How old was I? I had to be like 8 or some shit like that. No, but I discovered it at 5, and that was my secret for years. That was my after school activity before my parents got home. Like, yes. My sister called me one day. She snitched. That was awful. Like, that was some awful shit.
How'd she snitch?
She called my mom in front of me and was like, Brooke's in here watching the nasty channels. Like, I was like, nah, mommy. Like, nah, like, I was just flipping through.
How you even know what to do?
My nasty ass parents fault for having that shit in the first place. Yeah, let's talk about it.
But I think that's back when cable didn't really have any packages.
No, everybody had the bootleg cable box. Everybody wanted all the channels.
Yeah, they knew what you think, right?
Everybody wanted to go past the 60s. Get on up here.
Yeah. I think I used to watch a lot of stuff through the squiggly line.
Okay. Yeah, I liked porn a lot as a kid. It was just amazing.
I did too. But I used to also watch a lot of educational stuff around sex.
Yeah.
So I was stuck on the Learning Channel and stuff like that. I was like 9. So it's like they're having sex, but it's like scientific sex. So, like, I guess that's how I got by on that one. I don't know.
First time I experienced an orgasm.
Effie.
Honestly, that I can remember, it would have probably been about 17.
Okay. Dang, I feel awful.
No, you shouldn't.
I was 7, my nigga. Like,
you know, scientifically.
I didn't know how to make myself.
So I didn't know how to make myself come until I lost, like, all my toys, you know? Like, I had to.
You had to figure out.
I had to learn. Yeah, I had to. And then after that, it was like, yeah, you can never play the game.
And honestly, after to that. This day, I still feel like I probably can make myself come better than anybody else.
Yeah, of course. I totally feel like that.
I had to master myself first. And then it was almost disappointing when I first started having sex with other people. It was like, ugh, y'all are whack. Like, y'all ain't getting me where I get me. Like, yeah, sex was not popping at first. What is that? Hey! Hey. Who's in here with us? Who's in this live group? I see Antonio. Hey, Antonio.
Hey.
Hey, Tandika.
That is right.
No, I'm too old to read.
I can't
sorry.
See. I'm like,
my vision's not that well.
So, orgasm. So, have y'all ever had, a matter of fact, what time is it? We actually need a word from our sponsors. Simply Nay, can you actually run that for us really quick?
Sure. The Hoe Hive is presented by Stand Omni Media, a digital diversified media brand, ensuring to uplift the voices and cultures of those most often silent. That includes the hoes. Shows on Stand Omni Media include the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay, Stay Woke Radio, The Blackmail Show, and you can have a show too if you go to www.wheredoyoustand.com and click on the appropriate link that says host a show. Also want to add, since the Hoe Hive came along, they did a website update that I kind of like. So much love to Keith for his work on making sure that the Stand Omni Media site is still standing. See what I did there? Oh, okay. We're also sponsored by Eve for Eve Online, upscale dating for those who identify as members of the lesbian community. Check out at eveforeveonline.com or on social media at Eve for Eve Online. They're looking for Eve, and you're probably looking for one too. So if you want a model, email them at eveforeveonline@gmail.com or send them a message on their page. Or if you just want to find your Eve, as far as a date, a person to help you squirt, a person, you know, those things, you can also, for free, join Eve for Eve Online. I believe that those are all of our sponsors this week, but we would love to have more. So if you are interested in sponsoring a show, please be sure to send us an email at info@wheredoyoustand.com. Now, shout out the shit you do, the products you sell, the businesses you have, hoes.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back. So, continuing this conversation on orgasms, we wanted to talk about faking orgasms. Have you? If so, why? Is it necessary sometimes?
Let's talk about it.
Honestly, I'm way past the age where I'm going to fucking fake. Like,
so
no,
I don't
can't. We're going to stop if it's bad. Like,
I don't fake orgasms, but I do sound. But that's, like, my performance side of me. Like,
you
gotta,
no, you
got
to hear the sound so they go savage, so they start feeling themselves.
Right, exactly.
Sounds of encouragement.
Okay, I thought that was going to be a new moan every time I have to try to, you know, what I can do.
But that's not faking it, though. Like, that's
but I don't face the orgasm part. If the orgasm happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
But there's been days when I was younger, and when I was younger, I faked so shit could be over because I wasn't enjoying myself.
Right.
And
yeah.
It's like, oh, it's okay. Thank you. Like, you guys fake? I don't know. Do we have any males listening that can answer that question? Do y'all guys fake orgasms?
And can you, like, and I mean,
you, like, can I think that
caller, your number ends in 6500. You're live on the Ho Hive. Answer the question.
What was the question?
Hello.
What was the question?
Yeah.
The question is, do men fake orgasms?
I mean, I never have.
You, yeah.
So I could. I mean, I'm not sure. I've never done it. And if I would have to fake it, I wouldn't want it.
I like that.
Okay.
True. And then with men, I feel like you can tell when they come. Like,
but you can
so
tell if they're not reacting to the response to your body. Like, shit just goes limp or soft or just slides out.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about limp, but okay.
But some guys are into that tantric stuff and they can just power through. I don't know what all that is.
Exactly.
That's a whole other conversation. We can go there with it, but
wait, what do you mean, like a pulsating dick?
Oh, some men have so much control that they can go past that point and just kind of just keep going.
I mean, it's a way that you do it. If you about to have an orgasm, and if you about to have an orgasm, you got to control your stroke.
Is this Antonio? Who is this call talking?
If you control your stroke, you will control everything else, and it'll stay charged.
Paula, what is your name? We didn't get your name. What's your code name? What's your whole name?
You can call me Chris.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate
it. So what is that stroke like that you control? Is it a slower or like?
Yeah, it's like, it's like.
Is it
I mean, like,
so
if I, once you're in motion of doing something, right? And you slow that stroke down just when you're about to come, and you hold that instead of keep on thrusting, it'll build up more energy and you keep going. That's how you're supposed to please a woman.
Oh, okay.
So how long you been pleasing women, Carla?
Since I was 13.
Okay.
And is that when you experienced your first orgasm at 13?
I mean, I can't say that. I can't say that, but as far as pleasing women, yeah.
Back in that. He was doing something. He was in the juice.
Okay.
No, I was humping back then.
Yes.
It was a lot
you
of humping. I didn't know what I was doing.
I remember when humping was like the best thing you could do. Well, we really appreciate your input.
Hey, thank you very much for calling and letting us know.
No, I'm leaving it to live group.
Thank you, Chris, and thanks for tuning in.
All right. So now we know, guys. Some of them just forget about it.
I think it would be a lot harder for them to fake, though, because there's like a telltale sign when a man has come. Like, whereas women, you know,
we can fake it.
Yeah, it can be faked. We definitely can't
fake it too much.
Yeah, and I feel that's sad. Like, I hope people aren't out here in situations and relationships where they're going through life faking.
I'm not doing that. We're too, well.
I feel like,
age.
Yeah.
If there's no motive to your madness, then you just probably need to.
If you're still faking and you're old enough to drink, you're probably not old enough to drink yet.
Mm.
That's it. I mean, you wasting your time.
Definitely, Nate, we gonna kick your ass. Ah!
We're getting some feedback that our caller Chris sound like his dick stays hard. Okay.
Right, so any of y'all looking for it, ever ready? Look for Chris.
I'll let your man Chris. He got the ever strong. Okay.
Oh, man. Love y'all. And you know how to pace it out for you, too. So if you like the description, yes. Let's talk about what other organizers we got.
Okay, so we said we have a question. What position gives you the best orgasm?
Oh, anally.
You in this ass play, girl. I'm telling you.
So from
simply making we cute, do it in the butt. Can we get it? No, it's too late to run that.
You about to demonstrate the position here.
Here we go. If you're watching the live feed, Cynthia's demoing her favorite position right now.
All right, so you know you got a pillow up under.
The pillow game, y'all gotta get hit to that pillow game. That way when you start getting real good and you start getting a little lazy, you can just fall on the pillow, but you still in position, my nigga. Yes! Demo. Y'all ain't live. Y'all ain't here on this live feed right now. Y'all ain't fucking with us. Okay. Yes, and yes.
Spread it
lay
all.
Over them
spread
pillows.
It, spread it. Spread it. Make sure it's all.
Yeah, throw it back a little pop in it.
There's pants on, but right there
okay,
somewhere.
Okay, so
there
I'm going. I'm going to have to agree with you, but it's going in bed. It's really easier for me. But the same position, though. Because when you get, you know, when it's not getting good, you just go limp. You still elevated where you need to be.
Okay.
And it's
just, I guess that would be my best G-pop, G-spot position right there.
This is from the back.
From the back.
Okay.
That's what we all can agree on that tonight.
And I kind of like, okay, and then afterwards when you've been on your, you know, that way, I like flipping it to the side and you kind of like on your side.
Yeah.
You got to get all that.
I like stroke out of that.
Yes, I like that side game.
It helps out the stroker. Please help out the stroker.
Yes.
To lay on the side. Thank you. We appreciate it. We don't like, you know. Like,
and real bitches fuck back. We don't want no pillow princesses
no,
out here, okay?
None of those.
Mm-hmm. The Bud, take three. Mark, I'm here with film director Spike Lee. Spike, why did you decide to make your film School Days?
God tells, I'm glad you asked that question. I created School Days like I created dance.
And do tell, what dance is that?
What dance is it? The name of the dance is called the butt. It's called the butt.
Playback!
Ernest, we gotta go down this way, okay?
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Ain't nothing wrong if you want to do the butt all night long.
Or is there no beat?
Is there no beat? Okay. Ain't nothing wrong if you want to do the butt all night long. That song was percent uncensored. Okay. So anyways, right now, if you're following us on the live feed, Sin is about to grab, bring us her dick. That dick that, how big is this?
Oh, I don't know. It's definitely a Doc Johnson.
Uh-huh.
It's a Vaculock.
Vaculock. I'm familiar.
Yeah. We already know. So I brought it because I wanted to, I know I haven't used it lately. I'm probably using it in a while.
Okay.
I wanted to know where this part, well, actually.
Oh, so now we're going to talk about the male G-spot orgasm.
Yes, that'll work.
So let's, for our listeners, the male G-spot is actually located in their ass. So women, we don't have one of those. So anal sex is just recreational for us, if anything, okay? Look at them. Look at you. You jiggling balls. But so, and women, if you're not into, like, you know, I'm sure most men don't want to be pegged or bent over, you know, the heterosexual men. Some of them. But
missionaries still exist.
A lot of men aren't going to throw up their legs in the air either for anybody. So, my suggestion, as we were talking about last week, is, ladies, if you're giving your man some head, like, who's live? Okay.
Wait a minute. We posted about it this week. Did y'all refer to the article? Did somebody put up an article this week?
Yeah.
Yes, I
ain't sick. I ain't sick because I have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, there was totally somebody that posted an article this week.
Well, let me see this dick real quick. All right. So, if you happen to be sucking dick, right?
You can just, like, right,
you got to reach underneath the balls. You don't got to go in the butthole, but you just got to be able to, like,
right?
What's
in
it
front
called
of the
again?
Butthole.
The taint? Is it called the
perineal?
Perineal. So yeah, if you, I swear, like, so they'll come in like 2 minutes. Did you try it? That was your homework last week, then. Did you do it?
It sure was.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't.
Did you? Did you? But that's good. I turned on the dance.
Do y'all want to know something funny though? Actually, I don't perform enough oral sex on. I probably gave him oral sex like twice.
You're like a head monster.
That's what I know. He just doesn't give me the opportunity. So I actually asked him like a couple days ago. And
it's my face, I'm like, what?
I enjoy giving head.
I'm like, what do you mean?
Well, yeah, well, he always beats me to the punch, so it's like, I don't have enough time. But,
your homework again.
What do you mean?
Your homework again is to try this. Because,
so that's why I brought that, because I need to know where it's at.
Well, obviously, it's not connected to a man, it would be, you know, in between, so not quite to the butthole, but like in between balls.
Like right
and.
Yeah, right behind the balls.
Right behind the balls,
yeah.
But before the
balls. It's like within that, like, half an inch before they butt.
Right, so that touches the opposite side of their G-spot. So you can get it from going inside.
So
internally,
or
you
touch
can
the skin on the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to put
you
a
ever
pressure. You'll know. You'll get reaction.
You'll get reaction.
You'll know. Yeah.
And then if you're feeling froggy, you know, lick a finger. Why do it?
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
I'm not comfortable with exploring those parts of his body yet.
You ain't got to, like, go ham on his ass, but at least tickle the hole or something like
why
that.
Why would
you want
to do that?
Because, look.
Okay, so
that's that brand. You love your ass like this.
You're going to deprive
them. They actually got a G-spot in their ass, and you don't even have one, and you're sitting here trying to deprive him of the ultimate pleasure as a man. That's what you're doing. Because you're so worried about, is this gay? You're a woman, and he's a man. What's gay about that?
Okay, so my main thing is, I think what I'm more scared of is, like, once I elicit that, like, sound from him, like, that scream.
You're going to be like, what
you
going to
think he a bitch?
You know, I never heard that noise before.
I want to look at him like,
what just happened?
You want to look at him just fine.
Nah, bitch, when you get hit in the eye, because it happened so fast, you're like, oh.
All right, so the geech. Is that what it's called?
Is that what it's called, a geech? Also, okay, so Antonio, so you're not calling in, but you can type this out. Have you had experience with your G-spot orgasm? Like, as a man, are you comfortable with, you know, having a woman or
a woman. I know you're straight, but dead.
My computer has a dick.
So
and it won't come off.
Again, like I was saying, Antonio, if you're watching this video and listening, have you experienced play with your what you call it, a geek? Is that a name for it? That's what it's called.
Gooch.
You
probably
told
me that name,
but
I went around.
You Googled it.
I went around plenty of pictures.
No, I told you
it's
paint.
No, I told you I want to get my Gooch pictures.
I was the paranoid one.
Well, while we wait on Antonio's answer, I want to know
if any men are willing to call in and participate while we only have 7 more minutes of the show, so. Please call in and let us know your experiences with the male G-spot orgasm. Have you ever had an orgasm anally before that was? It doesn't have to be gay men. This can be completely heterosexual sex, too.
Yeah. So have you ever, like, okay, when guys, sometimes I've seen them do this thing and they squeeze it so that it doesn't.
Is that holding it back? Does that hold it back from coming out?
They're just shutting off the little valve from it coming out. But then I don't know what happens after that. Do they have an orgasm, like, when they do let it go? Or have they lost the feeling? Because, you know, you get to that point and you'd be like,
you try to dump it
down.
Then
you try to put it, and then you lose it. So I don't know.
Oh, Antonio answered. I've had it lit. What is, I can't read this. Can you read
it? I've had it licked. Yeah, the urban name.
Okay, so that's the Urban Dictionary version, the geek.
The gooch.
Okay. So you've had it licked. Okay, so Shorty put her mouth. How was that? Keep typing. I need to know. Type that. That's very interesting to me. Because honestly, okay, I don't have a problem licking a woman's ass. It's just different. Like, I just know men's ass is just like hairy.
A lot of men have to take a shower after they shit. I know that.
I think they all shit.
And I
think that's
fucking dirty. You can't wipe your ass.
I brought the idea.
Same thing for big booty women. Y'all got a lot back there. Y'all need to make sure ain't no toilet paper in them crevices.
And long nails.
Little booties ain't got no secrets. We bend over, it's all exposed. I'm just saying. Let's talk about it.
So that if your nails are too long, I'm wondering how you wipe your ass.
That's true, too. That's very true, too.
You ever seen this? These long joints? They'll be like, how? How's where? Like, you probably get shit underneath your nail. Now it goes through the toilet paper. I don't have time.
So we are on our 4.
We are on 4-minute countdown. Wow, this is by fast today.
I'm going to miss you guys.
Today was a lot of fun. Any last closing statements? Okay, well, let's go ahead and get these. Let's talk about taste, touch, feel. What's going on here? Okay. All right, let's talk about taste, touch, feel. So all of our DMV listeners that are in the D.C. metropolitan area, we are having our second taste, touch, feel event, which will include sex talk, aphrodisiacs, burlesque, variety performances, interactive games, all kind of fun stuff. So you can get tickets for that at www.tastetouchfeel.eventbrite.com. Where's the 8 to 11 show is one ticket, and there's also another ticket for the after party play date. So that there are separate tickets, or you can get an all-access pass. This time around, we have VIP tables that are in the front, so you can be in that squirt zone when Sin hit the stage. Yes, you can sit with your friends and have a good time. We might have some swag for you and stuff. So
keep looking out for the performer.
Yes, yes, yes. So anything else that we want to announce, ladies?
Let's see. We definitely want to do a shout-out for 9/11. Yesterday was 9/11. Want to remember all the fallen victims and all the officials who.
Is there going to be a holiday edition? Oh, the show, BB. I know you're traveling and stuff. We are going to have a ho-ho-ho holiday edition. Yes, there is going to be a holiday show. Stay tuned with that because our next show is going to be the Halloween show, the trick-or-treat edition. That's October 28th. So, yeah, we have two events coming, and we're working on that holiday show, which will likely be the beginning of December.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So please make that one.
Most likely the first and second.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep. All right, ladies, we have 2 minute countdown. Anything, any last words?
There's some.
Hey. Hey.
That's my only. add us on IG at the Ho Hives. Add us on Snapchat at the Ho Hives. Add us on Facebook
at the Ho Hives. All across the board.
Special shout out to Standing Omni Media and Stand on My Media. And Miss Simply Nay.
Simply Nay always holding us down. We appreciate you. And we are
out to the dick.
And Desert Dick. But we are going to sign out. This is Brooke J. The Sensualist.
Miss Uncensored.
Miss Des.
With a Z.
All right.
We'll see you guys next Tuesday. Till then.
All right. Ho, ho, ho. Happy hoeing.
Hello.